WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago coalition that includes Black, Latino, and Asian community leaders says it isn't ready to let its guard down now that federal agents have expanded to other areas of the country. At a press conference this morning, Martin Castro, who is co-chair of the group Two Thirds United, says immigration enforcement would ramp up again in the spring. He's warning others that federal agents could go after people beyond Latinos, many of whom have been harassed or incarcerated unlawfully.
It's a civil rights issue, right? So we need to ensure that other Chicagoans, other Illinoisans, people in other suburbs realize just because you may not look like us, it doesn't mean you're not going to be on the menu. So we need all of Chicago to unite.
The coalition also is looking to make contact with people in Charlotte, North Carolina, where an immigration enforcement operation is now underway. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's budget proposal has failed an initial key test after the City Council Finance Committee today voted down his spending plan on a vote of 10 to 25. This sends the mayor and the City Council back to the drawing board as they work to pass a budget by the end of the year. The main sticking point is a corporate head tax that the mayor pitched as an alternative to a property tax hike. In an attempted concession, the mayor added a small business grant fund as part of the head tax, but that didn't appear to appease critics who say the head tax would be a job killer. Suburban Broadview Mayor Katrina Thompson has declared a civil emergency in that village. Issuing a statement, Thompson says the emergency order follows an October death threat made against her, as well as a September bomb threat targeting the village municipal building. Thompson also cited threats to shut down today's Board of Trustees meeting and clashes between protesters and law enforcement during protests over the weekend. The order allows in-person meetings to be conducted online. Thompson says the order will stay in place until she determines village property and officials are no longer under threat. Starved Rock State Park in Northern Illinois will undergo an $18 million improvement project over the next year. Todd Stroll is assistant director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and says improvements will include repairs to retaining walls, bridges, stairways, and boardwalks.
Safety is a big part of this, actually, so we don't have people going off trail just sort of randomly exploring.
Stroll says the project will also include addressing erosion that has occurred throughout the park. All operations will remain open during repairs, although hikers should plan ahead before they visit. Starved Rock is Illinois' most visited state park. It attracts more than 2 million people each year. And Santa Claus is coming to town, and so is the CTA holiday train. Six festive passenger cars and one flat car with Santa on his sleigh will start running on Black Friday. To follow the holiday train, riders can look for a candy cane icon on the CTA train tracker. The train will travel all eight rail lines. It's worth a look. You're listening to The Rundown. In a rare move, a key city council panel today rejected Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's budget proposal far ahead of the December 31st deadline to pass a plan. Critics say this sends a clear message to the mayor to go back to the drawing board. The main sticking point is a controversial idea to charge large companies $21 per employee. Our City Hall reporter Mariah Wolfel talked about it with my colleague Melba Lara.
Tell us what happened today.
So the council's finance committee rejected Johnson's spending plan by a vote of 10 to 25, 25 against. And that is a pretty wide margin. On top of that, this is really early in the game for a budget vote to take place in the first place. Believe it or not, Johnson was the one who pushed for this vote today, which was perhaps a bit of a political miscalculation on his part. His own finance chair, Pat Dowell, said last week that she does not support the budget with a head tax in any form. Johnson made some changes to the tax that apparently did not appease critics. First, he said he'll change the threshold so that it would only affect companies with 200 plus employees, but then changed that, dropped it back down to 100, and said he'd create a small business grant fund with some of the revenue. But none of that worked over a mad dash weekend of vote whipping. And in fact, even some of his own allies said that all the back and forth and new proposals last minute put a sour taste in their mouths about supporting this budget today.
Yeah, and you said it was kind of a political miscalculation. Some of Johnson's own allies helped vote this down. How come?
Well, simply, they didn't want to rush a vote on a $16.6 billion spending plan, they said. You know, Johnson did introduce this plan in mid-October, but like I said, as of last week, it had some pretty significant changes, including those head tax tweaks. A handful of Johnson's allies did try to save him the rejection by moving to delay a vote entirely today, but that motion failed. And you know, of course, 10 people did vote for this budget. They agree with the mayor's administration that alders have had enough time to vet this proposal. And they accuse opponents who are calling for cuts in efficiencies in place of a head tax of playing politics. And, you know, they're claiming that it's not about needing more time or finding more efficiencies. It's about defending corporate interests.
Well, I'm curious how the mayor is interpreting this pretty significant rejection.
Yeah, at a news conference today after the vote, like you said, Johnson doubled down. You know, the corporate head tax, which would raise $100 million annually, he says, is his way of avoiding a property tax increase. And today, he said he will veto any budget that includes a property tax hike. He also said he'll reject any plan with a garbage collection fee or a grocery tax, two ideas that have been floated. And as for finding cuts in efficiencies, his budget director has repeatedly said that any more cuts to the budget will affect public safety positions in police and fire departments. And Johnson said he'd veto any budget that cuts police spending, too. As for today's rejecting vote, you know, Johnson said something along the lines of, if you think I'm afraid of a no vote, you don't know me very well. I'm not afraid of no.
Sure. So where do we go from here?
Well, you know, obviously when it comes to politics, actions speak louder than words. So even if he was doubling down rhetorically today, we're all watching for what concessions he's willing to make in the coming weeks to get to 26 votes and pass his budget. You know, he said something like, I've done my part. The real question is, what can these alders who oppose this do? At some point, they're going to have to meet me halfway. But opposing alders are calling his bluff, saying they don't buy Johnson's claim that there are no more efficiencies or cuts to find in this budget. And this is all kind of reminiscent of last year, where alders unanimously rejected a property tax increase Johnson initially proposed, and they won that battle then. So, you know, the only thing I can say almost for sure is that Johnson will not meet his initial goal of passing this budget before Thanksgiving.
Mariah, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks for having me.
Weather, a cloudy afternoon, a high in the mid-40s, and then rain starting overnight. Tonight's low in the upper 30s. And Tuesday, occasional rain or drizzle in the morning with a high in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.